USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli military aircraft attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip over Friday night into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed, while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides since the October 7th Hamas terror attack. A full-scale invasion of Gaza is still looming as Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops on the border with Gaza who await orders to begin. The 40-year-old firearms instructor suspected of killing 18 people Wednesday at two businesses in Maine was found dead Friday. Robert Card's body was found near the Androscoggin River in Lisbon Falls at 7:45 p.m., according to the Maine Public Safety Commissioner. The commissioner said Card had an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shooter's body was found near a recycling plant where he formerly worked. 18 people were killed when Card is believed to have opened fire at a bar and a bowling alley in Lewiston, Maine, on Wednesday night. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressed surprise at encountering unaccompanied girls who had made the journey through Mexico alone.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
They spent the night alongside Border Patrol agents to observe the crossings. Agents conveyed to the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. I'm John Schaefer.
Rising inflation is casting a spooky spell on Halloween this year, causing a 7% surge in celebration costs, as per a study by MoneyGeek. The main contributor to this increase is the higher prices of candy, which have jumped by 37% compared to a decade ago in 2013. This uptick is putting a dent in consumers' wallets as they prepare to enjoy the festive season. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults.
A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. They emphasized that the study's findings are preliminary and older adults are inherently at a higher risk due to their age. Patients are encouraged to consult their healthcare provider for a more comprehensive understanding of the vaccination risks. I'm John Schaefer.
Donald Trump and his three adult children are slated to give testimony in his New York civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is set to testify on November 1st, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. The former president is scheduled to testify on November 6th. They face allegations of artificially inflating their assets to secure more favorable loan conditions. Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions surrounding assault weapons. President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasizes the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. The state has a yellow flag law in place, mandating both a medical assessment and sworn testimony from police or a family member to temporarily remove someone's firearms. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.